Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. In this video I'm going to ask, is the People's Republic of China going to try and retake Taiwan? And I did say retake, not take, because of course 180 countries in the world recognize the People's Republic of China. Because of the One China policy, that therefore means that one recognizes Taiwan as being an integral part of the PRC. Now, admittedly, I think the United States has used the word acknowledge. They acknowledged China's position. They realized that's China's view of the situation. They didn't say that's the United States view of the situation. But in order to have diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China, one must not recognize Taiwan. Remember, Taiwan styles itself the Republic of China. It all goes back to the Chinese Civil War, which ended in 1949. Kuomintang, also called the Nationalists, they fled from the mainland to this island. We formerly called it Formosa. And they said, we're still the legitimate government of the whole of China, of mainland China. Okay, Taiwan comprises 1% of China's land mass and about 2% of its population. Not even 2%. The People's Republic of China has got 1.45 billion people, is that it? And in land area is the third largest country in the world, somewhat depending on, do you count internal lakes as part of the land area or not? Anyway, the PRC has long said one China, and that Taiwan as a breakaway province must be brought to heel. But you go back over 10 years and there was a sunshine policy. They tried to take Taiwan by the seduction and not abduction. And their regular flights across the Taiwan Strait, Taiwanese basketball teams from the late 90s were invited to play in mainland China. And then there was the return match and so on. And people could sometimes travel between the two countries. When I was in Italy, I met a Taiwanese lady and she was a tour guide and translator for some tourists from mainland China. Moreover, remember the Quandam British colony of Hong Kong reverted to China in 1997. The retrocession of the new territories there was legally mandated after the 99-year lease. Hong Kong Island was not. Nevertheless, Her Britannic Majesty gave them to China. And then Portugal gave Macau back to China in 1999. But remember, with regard to Hong Kong, it's meant to be one country, two systems, that in the special administrative region of Hong Kong, they could do things differently, use Cantonese and English as their chief languages, and that their civil liberties would be respected, habeas corpus, the right to free expression, free elections, no death penalty, and so forth. And that was going to pertain for at least 50 years as part of the treaty with the United Kingdom, signed off under Maggie Thatcher. After 50 years, the PRC could do what it's like, do what it liked. But anyway, they used coronavirus as a chance to get rid of all that. This has been thwarted by umbrella wielding demonstrators in the years leading up to that. So China has crushed Hong Kong liberty. So the Hong Kongers have gone abroad. Some of them come to the United Kingdom, where they're allowed to settle, even if they've got no British ancestry, never been to the UK. So China could have tried to attract Taiwan by saying, well, we'll be nice to you. You'll still have the freedom you do now if you rejoin us. But that hasn't happened. They got frustrated. There were attempts to seduce opposition parties, but it didn't work. And so now they've been building artificial islands in the South China Sea and building military bases, naval bases on them for over 15 years. There's the disputed Spratly Islands, and it's contested between the Philippines and China. Philippines, a former British and also a British American and then Spanish colony, had a fairly cordial relationship with the United States till not so long ago, hosted US military bases, but they want them again. So they're worried about Chinese encroachment, and so are the rest of their neighbors. So President Xi Jinping, he's just been reelected. Remember, it was a 5-year term for president of China, and the president had more or less illimited power. However, he was only allowed to serve 2 presidential terms, 2 terms of 5 years apiece, making a total of a decade. Well, he's been elected to yet another lustrum, but he's got rid of this, and now he can serve as many terms as he so wishes. So that was the only restriction on his very extensive powers. But this has potentiated him to pursue other more long-term policies. And he would like Taiwan back. They're often furious about this one. They say Taiwan is part of China. If you say to someone from mainland China, Taiwan's a country, you do expect a tantrum. So, but the United States has said they'll defend Taiwan. I'm not quite sure why, because the USA doesn't even recognize Taiwan as a country. There's no diplomatic relations with Taiwan. But Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan over a year ago, the PRC was irate about it. So, and then even when the president of Taiwan meeting the Republican leader from the House of Representatives, that infuriated the Taiwanese again. The Chinese again. So will China try and retake it? They've been performing military drills, deliberately violating Taiwanese airspace. But in fairness, legally, it's actually China's airspace. So even though Taiwan's not been ruled by the PRC since 1949, it is legally part of China. Another thing I could point out is, Taiwan is not actually declared independence, because obviously China said if you declare independence, they'll be held to pay. You're not. You're part of China. That's it. You've been part of China for thousands of years. Even if everybody in Taiwan wants to break away, you're not allowed to do so. So it's been a very successful economy, Taiwan. And they bought quite a lot of expensive American. They need a lot more in terms of Harpoon missiles and make China pay a very heavy price if they try to invade Taiwan. What's the other thing about Taiwan and China? It's 100 miles from mainland China to Taiwan. So this would be a very difficult operation. Makes me think back to D-Day, and that was going across not quite that much, like 60 miles. Now technology has moved on. Ships, planes are better for attacking, but they're also better for defending. And apparently the US has war-gamed it sometimes and said that they predict actually Taiwan would win if the United States intervenes. Would the US intervene? Biden saying that he would, which they think would be quite foolish. Okay, I mean, I don't want Taiwan to be oppressed, but since the 70s, the one China policy, Nixon went to China, the United States recognized China. And why would you fight a completely unnecessary war against another superpower, which has got nuclear weapons? Consider just how badly this could go. You know, it's not the same as Ukraine. Ukraine is a sovereign nation, recognized by everybody, including Russia. Okay, Russia's invaded many, many times. For over 9 years, they've been attacking Ukraine. They're illegally occupying some of Moldova and Georgia. They've murdered people abroad, foreign citizens, not just Russian citizens. So it actually is other countries' business. Whereas China, it tends to keep its oppression at home. I know it's horrific with their slave labor camps and their racist policies towards the Uyghurs and torture on an absolutely industrial scale and all the rest of it, and environmental degradation. And it's true, they have kidnapped some Chinese dissidents from nearby countries. But so I think the Chinese are not going to do it yet. But I mean, they're going to do it quite soon. I think they do it within 10 years, definitely. Wait till maybe there's a new US president. Would Trump come back? Would Trump cut a deal with him? Something like that. That's why they've got to consider the pushback. You know, China's got 1.4 billion people. If 10,000 get killed taking Taiwan, would they consider it worth it? I think they would, 100,000 maybe. And their military tech is quite good, probably not as good as American technology. And they could afford to, take quite a battering. On the other hand, their military hasn't actually fought since 1979. It's a bit like everybody thought there was going to be a walkover for the Russians in Ukraine, and they were dead wrong. All right. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.